Welcome to the Alex Ford Podcast, where we bring you the latest strategies to build a six or seven figure online business and quit your 9-to-5 job. You'll hear from the best online entrepreneurs, the top marketers, and the rising stars who are making it happen right now. Right now. Every week, you'll get actionable steps to turn your digital marketing dream into a profitable and rewarding full-time career. Here's your host, entrepreneur, world-class trainer, and marketing strategist, Alex Ford.
Hey, it's Alex here, and I just wanted to take a quick minute to share something incredible about the episode you're about to watch. So in this episode, I interviewed a very special guest, someone who I would call a good friend of mine since I did this interview. And with this special guest, when we recorded the interview for about 4 weeks before the release of the episode, she had made $800,000 with her digital marketing business. And as of this week, as of the release of this episode, she just crossed $1 million in their digital marketing business. And get this, with one program promoting one product, which is just amazing. So what I wanted to do is quickly play a video that this special guest released as soon as she crossed that $1 million. Now, why do I want to share this with you? Not just because someone else crossed the $1 million mark, but I want you to see what is possible with building a digital marketing business online, or an opportunity that's available to anyone as long as they do the work and they're committed to building their dreams. So here's the video from this special guest. And then we're going to get into the episode. I'll introduce her. And just keep in mind, during the episode, we'll be talking about how she made $800,000. That was a few weeks before what just happened and the release of this episode. Let's get started.
Literally shaking right now. I just hit $1 million with my side hustle in less than 2 years. Someone pinched me like, what's happening? I sat on this opportunity for so long because I never thought I was capable to doing something like that. But I took one decision to start this side hustle, and I started hoping that I would make a couple hundred dollars a week. And fast forward, I just hit $1 million with one of the companies that I work with. I was so scared to take action to start this side hustle, but here I am. Making $1 million in profit with my online business. If you are waiting for a sign, let this be your sign. Let this be your sign, because if I'm doing this, you can too. Like, you could change your life just the way I did. Don't sit on this opportunity, guys. Seriously, take action. Start today. In few months, your life could be totally different. So take action. Let this be your sign.
So today on the Alex Ford Podcast, we have Mila Markson, a multiple six-figure earner who transformed her life and career through affiliate marketing. So after immigrating from Brazil to the USA in 2016 with limited language skills, Camila struggled to find success in traditional jobs. But then in just 14 months, she built a highly successful affiliate marketing business in the high six figures and now works from home full-time. Mila specializes in the make money online niche, and her business has brought over, get this, $800,000 in the last 14 months. Today, she helps others achieve their personal and financial goals with affiliate marketing. So Mila, would you say hello to the audience and share with them, if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Hello, Alex. Thanks so much for having me here. I feel so honored and so happy to be here with you. So I think my superpower would be, I always wanted to kind of read people's mind, see what's going on in their mind. I think that would be my superpower.
That's an amazing superpower. Because that would work in all of your life, right? With your relationships, maybe with your husband. I think that's a very good one, because sometimes husbands expect their wives to know what they're thinking, and then the other way. So anything with marketing, right? If we could understand, you know, what the audience is thinking, what people are thinking in the world, we'd be able to, you know, grow our business.
Create a better content. Yeah. trick the algorithm. It's all related to money.
That's right. We'd be able to know what the algorithms are thinking. Exactly. So that's amazing. Wow. So thanks for sharing that. And Mila, just wanted to say as well, I'm actually really honored to be able to have you on this podcast. As you know, we're just launching this new podcast as well. And I've been watching you for, you know, since you got started almost, and your success has been meteoric, like, you know, to the point where I'm just learning so much just by watching what you're doing. And I love just your energy and your passion and your just ability to put yourself out there and have fun with what you're doing, which is something we'll definitely talk about, because I think it is one of the most important things that if you can have fun in your business, you know, it's going to create some success. But let's go into, you know, I've got a first question here. You know, the audience, I'm sure they'd love to know a little bit more about your story. So if you could share what led you originally to finding digital marketing. So a little bit about your story. So where were you before? Mm-hmm. And then what was that defining moment, that moment where you decided, you know, to pull the trigger and decide to do this?
Okay. So as you mentioned, I came from Brazil and I worked as a nanny here for long time. I didn't, I love kids, but I never want to be a nanny for the rest of my life. And I started looking for other jobs, and I didn't have experience other than being a nanny. And my English, it's not great. So I was having a hard time finding something else, you know? So I thought, like, I struggled so much professionally, like, for years, like, that was my biggest pain, you know. It's like trying to find myself in a career. I would see, like, people on my age, like, succeeding in their career, and like, how do you say, like, climbing the corporation ladder, all these things. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm still a nanny, and I don't want to be a nanny anymore. Like, I don't know what to do. I thought I was going to do something about beauty related, because I love these kind of things. But I end up, that's like being on all this pain of not finding myself and struggling to put myself in this world, in this career world. So that's how I started looking for ways to make money online. And I used to see a lot of people and watch a lot of the people. And it was in August 21st that I saw some people on TikTok talking about this challenge. And I thought, like, at this point, I'm willing. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna do it. If some people doing, you know what, I'm have to lose. Like, and that's how I end up on affiliate marketing, on this digital marketing. And yeah, thanks God I found these. I put like the time and effort and decided to invest in myself to learn these skills, because literally this is the biggest blessing in my life. It's starting this digital marketing. It's changed my life completely.
Yeah. And, you know, we have seen that success, as I mentioned in the beginning. I mean, well, you came from Brazil, right, to the USA with those limited language skills. You know, I understand the struggles that you had professionally. And I actually understand that myself, because, you know, for a long time, I didn't even know what to do in terms of a career. And yeah, you find people that find their passion and what they're meant to do and their dreams, but then you're kind of feeling lost. It's like, well, you know, like, what do I do? And it was the same until I found this as well. And then, you know, you found yourself, you know, or you found something that you love, that you're passionate about, and you've gone on to create huge success recently. So could you share a little bit, what sort of success have you created?
Yeah. As like, I don't know, what's your age? Like, I'm 32 years old, and I feel like our just to complement some things that we were talking about, this kind of thing about being lost in thing. And I think our generation was like taught that, oh, you gotta go to high school and then you gotta get good grades, go to college, you know, and then climb the corporate ladder. And that's like, I feel a lot of people struggle to like what I'm passionate about, you know, like what I want to do in my life. And that's the biggest thing that I, in my life, that was the biggest pain that I had in my life. And through digital marketing, I was able, like, this year, I think I'm gonna hit the mark of 1 million in commissions, not in sales, which is blowing mind, definitely, just to think about it. My husband has quit his job, his 9-to-5 job. He's now helping me on this business. My sister also is like, she helps me out. She has, it's something that she also benefits from this because I pay her to help me out. And my other sister started digital marketing. It's just like, it completely changed my life, my family's life, everything.
That's amazing. Amazing. So a couple of things you mentioned there, I totally agree about, you know, what society expects of you. You know, like the traditional route, it's almost like it's a factory line, right? Everyone just goes on this factory and everyone has to, you know, come out the same on the other end. And then if you want to do something different, it's like you're going to fall off the conveyor belt and it almost feels like, you know, like, cause I remember for me, I almost feel like, is there something wrong with me? Right. Like, is something wrong with me because I'm, you know, I don't know what I want and everyone wants me to do this. So I totally understand. So anyone that's watching, like, or listening, if you're feeling in that place, well, one, that's normal to feel like that because society wants to put you in a box. But no, there is alternatives that, you know, you can create, you know, that financial success, that financial freedom outside of that and still find yourself, you know, just like Mila has.
Do another route. You don't have to do the what the society says, you know, just like get good grades, college, corporate, land, all these things. And I just feel a lot of people struggle with this, like trying to find the place on this algorithm, like on this equation.
Yeah, no, that's right. Totally agree. And then ultimately, you know, I'm sure you probably didn't even think you would have been a digital marketer or affiliate marketer many years ago, especially, you know, being in Brazil. But having created this huge success now, of course, you know, you've made $800,000 in the last, you know, 14 months. You know, I believe you're going to hit the 1 million. You've just got that, you know, that commitment, that grit, that work ethic and consistency. But that's allowed you to help your family, which I think is amazing because ultimately, well, when we started business, I think it's totally okay to be selfish where I want to make more money. I want to change my life. But when you make more money, it's no longer fulfilling just thinking about yourself, but thinking about your family and helping others. I mean, at the end of your life, if you look back on your life and you knew that you helped people, then you're going to feel fulfilled and you're going to have lived a good life, I feel. And money absolutely does that. Right. So amazing, you know, that you've shared a little bit about your story. I think you've got an incredible journey, you know, coming from Brazil, working as a nanny, struggling professionally to find yourself as well, and ultimately, you know, creating a successful affiliate marketing business. So tell me, it's been an easy journey, hasn't it?
Not easy. I think like for any people who decided to go to this entrepreneurship route, it's like it will never be a line, like a steady line. You know, you will always have up and down, especially if you deal with social media, for example. Like not only social media, but I bet you can ask any entrepreneurship, any business owner if they don't have problems. They do. You know, it's never like just flowers and, you know, unicorns and stuff. It does have our up and downs, but it's something that's totally worth it. And yeah, like especially in my case, for example, I struggled with Instagram a lot. I have lost I think three accounts at this point, three accounts on Instagram, which is like it my traffic main comes from Instagram, and then having my account shutting down, it's just like it sucks, you know. And yeah, it's some of the struggles that I had to face on this journey. Not only that, but not easy.
And I love asking that question because, You know, when people, you know, there's going to be people that haven't started a business yet, or they're just new as well here. And they think, well, okay, so 14 months, $800,000. Oh, you know, she must have had it easy, right? I mean, she's a female, right? I've heard this. I've had these struggles where I thought I couldn't grow a business as quick as someone else or an Instagram account as well because, oh, I'm a man. I'm ugly. Whereas Mila or any other female, they're females. You know, they're just going to get. So there's people have these like ideas that it can be easy for someone like you. But the whole journey, it's not. And I love asking the question because it gives people the reality as to what people actually go through. And what you've just said is amazing that, you know, you've had 3 Instagram accounts shut down. I don't know if we've spoken that a little bit about that over the next last few weeks. And it's totally normal. It's going to happen, right? And one thing I like letting people know is, you know, before you have your own business, you're going to have problems, right? You're going to have lack of money, lack of language skills in your situation, although I'm sure your language is, you know, English has got a lot better, you know, bills, debt, all these things. But when you start an online business, you're still going to have problems. The difference is you're going to have quality problems, right? Which I'm sure in your situation is like, okay, I've had 3 Instagram accounts shut down. Okay, but you made $100,000. Okay. Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's going to be problems that now are worth dealing with. I mean, would you say the problems that you've dealt with have still been worth it?
It's totally worth it. And you know what? One quote that I love reading and I love sharing. I've shared this sometimes, a few times already on my account. It's everything's hard. Like you have to pick your heart. You know, going to a 9-to-5 job, having to ask people to have your vacation, have time off, not, you know, this is hard. Having a business is hard. Pick your heart, you know. Having a marriage is hard. Getting a divorce is hard. Pick your heart, you know. So that's like, even though I went through all these problems that I faced on during my journey, it's still totally worth it. Totally worth it having the freedom. It's because, you know, in the end of the day, it's not just about the money. It's about the freedom, you know.
Yeah,
that's what it for me is the best. It's like, it's about the freedom to do whatever I want, whenever I want, the freedom to be able to pay for my mom's treatment because she was like facing for her having problems on her knees. And like, I was able to help her and provide the treatment that she deserved, you know, and the freedom to go to groceries and pick whatever you want and not having to pick the cheapest option, you know. It's all about the freedom. So it's, for me, it's worth it. If I lose the account again, knock on wood, it won't happen.
Please God.
But I would, you know, I will push myself, get back again, and it's worth it.
No, that's awesome. And, you know, I mean, I mentioned God just then. You know, I don't like to get, you know, religious or because lots of people have different beliefs. But I just briefly, I'd love to know, because I know that you're a Christian yourself. How does God play a part in your business? Do you feel that everything?
Like I'm a big believer. Like it is something I always pray. Like, I know everybody has different beliefs, and it's something that like I respect everyone, every religion, every beliefs. But I am also able to have my own beliefs, and like I believe I'm not ashamed to share. I shared on my story because it's part of me, you know. So it's like, for me, it's something I always pray and ask, because sometimes when you put like money to some people, money can be their God, and it's like they start being greedy and like just see the money. And it's something that I never want to be, is someone like that. So I do my part, you know, but it's like always God comes first in my life. So I don't know.
No, that's amazing. That's amazing. I actually haven't brought up this topic in any of the other episodes. If anyone's watching, listening, don't worry. These podcasts are not going to get into, you know, the religious or spiritual realm. But the reason I wanted to mention that is mm-hmm. I'm the same. I know everyone has different beliefs. I have my belief in God as well. And I think it's important for people to have some belief in God. Or like, you know, we could have a debate about, you know, which religion is right or spirituality or whatever, you know, but, you know, for the sake of this conversation, you know, putting that aside, having a belief that someone is there to guide you to overcome challenges, because yeah. there are going to be challenges. And it's like when those challenges, like as a child, when you have challenges, who do you go to? Mom and dad, right?
Mom and dad.
But then as an adult, it's a different relationship because you're an adult, you're capable of doing things yourself. Your mom and dad isn't always there. But knowing that someone is there to help you overcome your challenges, to guide you, and whatever, you know, whoever's watching, listening, whatever you want to call him, you know, God, the universe, I know people have different names, but I just wanted to bring it up because, you know, for me as well, it's when those challenges happen, it's like, okay, please God, help me get through it. And it just creates, I don't know what it is, right? And I don't think I could understand it, but it just creates this power in you to just, you know, it makes the problems really small because, you know, yeah. you have someone much bigger looking after you. So,
I love this. I love it. And it's like, it's not about religion. It's like something you can believe in, like in a universe or something, you know, but I think it's essential to, you know, it's what gives meaning to all these things. Like, I don't know, it, for me, it plays like a big part in my life and in my business and everything. So,
yeah, no, that's awesome. All right, so let's move on. So I would love to talk more about marketing now, you know, like tactics, what you do. I've been watching what you've been doing and, you know, I would consider you the Instagram queen because you know, you've got an amazing audience there and you create amazing content. You're just doing so good there. So share with us, you know, like, I guess let's start from the beginning. So when you started your business, right? Because there's going to be a lot of beginners here and they're going to be like, well, what, you know, platform do I choose? Do I choose, I know TikTok's been, you know, quite hot. Instagram's kind of, you know, picking up now, probably taking over TikTok. There's Facebook, YouTube, lots of different platforms. Mm-hmm. So share with us, like, what was your thinking in the beginning? You know, when you started your first, you know, your affiliate marketing business, how did you end up choosing Instagram? Why? Give us some insight into that.
So I always liked Instagram. I never had followers. I was never an influencer or anything like that. But I just loved using Instagram to watch influencers, to watch people, you know, sharing their life and things like that. And I started actually affiliate marketing with TikTok. But I think TikTok it has more people like younger age, so it's not much with my audience, my persona, let's say that way. So I started with TikTok, and then I would repurpose my content on Instagram, and I just started, like, my thinking was to try to bring to connect more with my audience, you know, and to build my brand instead of, like, because, you know, as an affiliate marketer, which we are, we promote other companies' products. So I don't want to be known as that company, you know. I want to be known as Mila. So the potential when I build my own brand is unlimited because I can promote anything.
That's amazing, Mila. And, you know, like, I totally understand what you're saying because for me, I mean, I'm not sure if you know this, I've been in the industry since 2011. So it's crazy, it's almost 12 years, which is, you know, I just can't believe I've been in it that long. But when I got started back then, it was in a network marketing company. And network marketing's a lot of differences to affiliate marketing. Typically, they don't teach you to build your own brand. So basically, you join them and then you're marketing their business, right? Their products mm-hmm. and everything they do. And I did that for many years. But what happens is, like you said, is you're not building your brand, you're building that company's brand.
Exactly.
And then over time, it's like if, you know, for some reason, something happened to that company. They got shut down. The owner wanted to not do it anymore. You have to start from, you know, square one. Like, you have nothing you've built because you built their company. Whereas what you're saying is when you build your brand, it becomes about your name, your business, your face, your voice. And no matter what happens with those other companies or products or anything in the industry, you're always going to be able to continue to make money because, you know, let's say a company closed down because they wanted to close it. Well, the next day you can promote another product and your business hasn't, there's been zero impact because ultimately the people that follow you, they trust you, they love you, you know, they love what you do, and your message always, that becomes the center focus of it. So totally, totally love what you said there. And that is probably one of the biggest things I would say to people, you know, focus on building your brand.
Yeah.
Now, I know you said, so building your, in terms of building your brand, I know, you know, your brand is kind of like mine. It's just like your name, right? Mila Markson. So why did you choose going with your name, Mila Markson, as opposed to like a business name? Like, I don't know what you call it, like, you know, Success Freedom or whatever the name would be. Why did you choose going with your name?
Because actually, when I started, the name of my business, I was using Wealth Mensch. That's my original Instagram was Wealth Mensch, which is wealth from our niche. And Mensch is mind in Portuguese. So I wanted to bring something that's related to my origin.
Yep. To your language.
Brazil. For my roots. But it then got shut down. And then, you know, let's get easy. I'm going to put my name. I am the name in the face of the brand and go from there.
That's amazing. And I think that's a great thing to bring up because when there's, and I'm sure you've probably experienced this with the people that, you know, that you work with, where they get started like, oh, I don't want to use my name. I don't want to use, you know, put my face out there. And the thing is, you don't have to do that necessarily in the beginning, you know, just like yourself, me, like you started with, you know, Wealth Mensch, which it's totally fine. You can build a business like that. I mean, companies for a long time have been built just based on a business name. But what happens is over time, you know, if you decide that you want to change to just using your name, because ultimately, you know, it does create more trust with people, it connects with people more, you can absolutely do that. Maybe once you're comfortable, maybe even once you've quit your 9-to-5 job, if you have concerns of, I hear that a lot. It's like, oh, but I don't want my jobs or my boss to know that I'm doing, you know, building a business. So you can always do that over time and shift. Like, nothing is fixed, right? You're the boss, you're in control of your business. You can make changes at any time. So I think, you know, that's great to mention that because a lot of people have that concern.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are kind of hesitant to start because of this. Like, I don't want to show my face. I don't want my job to know that I'm doing this. But, you know, in the end of the day, if you start making money and it's an opportunity for you to quit your job and like doing this for yourself, like, who cares? You know, if they find out, who cares? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, some people might actually, I started everything separate from my personal account. Like, I was terrified. I'm a shy person. Like, I didn't want like my family, my friends, anybody like to see what I was doing. So I create everything separate. But as I was growing, people that I know in real life start finding myself, you know, and each day, like someone that I studied with me or like worked with me, someone like some people from my husband's job saw my videos the other day. So it's just like, you know, funny story. When he was about to quit his job, she started making fun of him because he was, you know, oh, is this real? Like, are you sure? You know. Anyways, so like,
even though you're already making money, right?
Yeah.
People are still not going to believe it.
Yeah. Wow. And it's she was making fun of him and make fun of me. So it's just like, you know, who cares? Like, she's still stuck there. Like, I don't know if she's happy on her job or not. We are happy here. We can do whatever we want. We have the freedom that we want. And like, it didn't change anything for me, you know? So
exactly. Which comes back to what you said in the beginning, choose your hard. Right?
Yeah.
Are you going to continue working in your 9-to-5 so that you can be accepted by your peers and your work colleagues, right? Or are you going to be willing to eventually make that decision and move away and accept that there's going to be people that are going to be critical of you? But yeah, at the end, you know, there's still going to be some hardness to that. But in the end of the day, it's like once you've created that financial freedom like yourself, you know, it doesn't matter because they're still earning 20, 30,000, 40,000 a year. But, you know, you've created that absolute financial freedom for yourself.
Yeah.
So it is a very funny story. We all go through that. I remember actually when I got started in the industry, my friends found what I was doing and then they called me up and literally they were all drinking at the time. It was like a Saturday night and they're like, "You're in a scam. You're in a pyramid scheme," like on the phone. And I was with my wife, my girlfriend at the time. So she's hearing all of this as well. It's very embarrassing. It's totally normal. And it, like I said, end of the day, you got to choose. Do you want to continue with the way that you're going or do you want freedom?
Right? Yeah. And you're going to do something that you are comfortable with, that you're changing your life, giving your the financial, the time freedom, all the ultimate freedom, or you're going to, you know, keep doing something just because of the people's opinion. You know,
yep,
then it doesn't matter.
Exactly. I actually heard, I don't know if you know Patrick Bette Davis. Anyway, he's a big influencer on YouTube. And he was saying, it's like, you know, a lot of humans have this need to please people, right? To please your boss, to please your parents, to please your friends, to please, mm-hmm, please. You've got that? Yeah,
I grew up like that, literally.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And I think maybe, I don't know, probably be in every country actually. I was going to say maybe in other, you know, third world countries, because I had a lot of that as well. Is you got to please your parents and your all your family. But it's like when you become an entrepreneur, you realize you cannot please people. And this is what he was saying. It's like when you become an entrepreneur, you got to choose consciously who are you going to please? The most important people, your wife, your husband, your kids. I want to please my kids. I want to make my kids proud. I want to make my wife proud and you know, please her to a certain degree as well, right? Mm-hmm. That is okay to choose. Even the people that you work with to a certain degree, like if they need support or have questions, you're there, you know, maybe not in a pleasy way, but in a way you're there to please them, to help them, right? It's important. But then when you've got external people at your job, even, you know, other family members external to you, it's like it's important to be able to say no, right? And not please it, because it doesn't matter what they think of you. What matters is those people that are absolutely closest to you. So anyway.
Exactly. It's interesting because as I'm growing on my business, because I'm definitely a girl that grew up trying to please everyone. Like I would be upset with myself and doing something that I didn't want to do, but to not make someone else upset with me. You know, I always was like that all my life. And as I'm growing on my journey, on my entrepreneur journey and things, I'm getting better with this to a point that I'm so proud of myself for choosing me, you know, for like being able to prioritize these things. It's amazing, to be honest, because it's like, it's a change, all this. That's why I'm so passionate about all these things, because it changed so much, like my mindset, my life, everything is just amazing.
And I heard once, the quickest way to not be happy is to please everyone.
Exactly.
And the quickest way to be happy is to stop pleasing people, because that's when you set yourself free, right? So that's amazing. Bit off topic there when we're talking marketing strategy, but you know, it's good that comes up because I think a lot of people struggle with that, right? Even just starting a business. Maybe I shouldn't do it because my spouse is going to make fun of me, or what my parents or my siblings are going to think. So I think it's important to know that. But let's get back to marketing strategy. Okay. So you mentioned a few things in the beginning. You pick a platform, all right? And you know, you picked Instagram for yourself. I think it's important too. It's like you don't have to know exactly what platform to choose, which is what happened to you. You chose with TikTok in the beginning, but eventually, you know, that transformed into Instagram, which was the same story as me. You know, I was like, everyone's having success at TikTok. Let me start with TikTok, repurpose those videos. And then Instagram by accident just blew up. And now Instagram's my thing. So, you know, just pick a platform. It doesn't matter what it is. You said pick a brand as well, whether it's, you know, your own name, not your name. I think that's an important thing as well. Yeah. Now, in terms of niche, I know that you're in like the make money online niche, so teaching people actually how to start making money online, different strategies. Why did you choose that niche, or how, what was the thought process to choosing that?
So first, it's one of the evergreen niches, right? It's something that people always will want, is like making an extra money or something. And second, it's something that I was always passionate about it, especially being on this, going through all this pain of not knowing what to do, you know? So I found this as an escape and like, oh my God, it's a possibility. And then I start to find, fall in love even more with the possibilities and sharing these possibilities with whoever is also going through the same pain that I went and being lost the same way that I was. So I think it was on these things, like when I love entrepreneurship, I love this subject, this niche, and also it's very profitable. So that's one thing, you gotta combine what you're passionate about it, and then also if it's something profitable.
Yeah, that's amazing, all of that, because I mean, you said one thing there about it's a big industry, a big niche in terms of, you know, choosing to make money online. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, a lot of people have uncertainties around it as well, because it's like, oh, you know, what are you doing? Selling money, right? Because there's a taboo around money. Like you're not even able to ask someone, well, how much do you earn? Right? Because it's offensive, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas for me, I have no issues now. I used to a long time ago, but now it's like I'm with friends, we talk about money. It's normal, right? But then it's like when you start promoting, you know, how to make money online, you know, and I'm sure you get it a lot as well, people commenting, you know, negative comments about, you know, and your accounts have been shut down probably because people have reported, you know, your content because they just don't understand money, right? But like you said, it's a big niche, because if there was one thing in common between everyone, it's not religion, it's not politics, it's not even, you know, country or ethnicity. The one thing that everyone around in the world has in common, the only one thing, is money, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Is money. And it's like, you're always going to be able to have people that, one, you can help. And like you said, I love what you said. It really transformed your life in terms of, you know, financially. So it's like, when that happens to you, it's like, well, now you have this desire to help other people to create the same, which was the same thing for me. And there is absolutely, for anyone that's watching or listening, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong if you want to get into that niche of, you know, making money online. Of course, if you don't, there is other niches. And you could even change niche over time. You know, I changed my niche 3 times. In the beginning, it was personal development. And then I changed it to network marketing, so kind of network marketing content. And now it's in the make money online niche. Mm-hmm. So if you ever want to change it, you can, but the make money niche is very powerful. You can help a lot of people. You can make a lot of money yourself. Others can make a lot of money. And I recently was reading somewhere, I'm not going to try to look for it. What's his name? Warren Buffett. Do you know Warren Buffett? So he's like one of the richest entrepreneurs. He's like, he does trading and stocks and all of that. He's a multi-billionaire. Mm-hmm. And everyone knows him, right? Anyone that goes to university, study economics or anything, everyone knows him. Everyone knows he's legit. And I heard probably a couple of weeks ago that he got started into, you know, investing in the 1930s by reading a book. And the book was called 1,000 Ways to Make $1,000. The book was written in 1936. Right. So what does that tell us? It's like, even back then, that's almost 100 years ago, right? Warren Buffett, one of the most successful investors, he transformed his life and became who he is today because of a book that taught how to make money.
Exactly. Right? It's just, as you said, it's a taboo. Like, people don't know about these things. And that's why they keep like saying bad things and calling us name and things like that. It just, also this whole, sorry to cut you off.
No, it's okay.
It's also like something like this, this business, affiliate marketing specifically, that we are, it's just so old. It's an old business method, you know, big companies all use this same exact strategy to bring more sales to them. Because why? Because people trust people. Like, they trust their recommendations. So, you know, it's a win. Why not? If you like something, if you love something from Amazon, for example, and like you were so passionate about this product, why not share it with your family, with people, and then you get a commission. Amazon makes the sale, you make some commission. Done.
Absolutely. And I love that you brought up the example of Amazon, because yeah, Amazon has an affiliate program. And I think, I don't know, it was a long time I heard the stats. I think it's about a quarter or one third of Amazon sales come from affiliates, which is a big chunk of money. I'd have to look at the exact stat, but it's a big number, right? Because yes, you know, they understand the power that, you know, if you have a big audience, and you have a big audience and you say, hey, you know what? I bought this product. It's amazing. You should try it. People are going to buy it because they trust Mila, because they love Mila, right? And that's the power of connection and brand. And yeah, so it's amazing. And the other thing you said is affiliate marketing is very old. And I actually think it's even older than what you think, Mila. So let me share with you, because affiliate marketing was originally invented as the term in 1989, right? Just as the internet had kind of started. But if we think about it, this has gone back even to ancient times, 2,000 years ago, 3,000, 4,000 years ago. And back in those times, you know, there was still trade, right? So people would, you know, like, for example, if we lived, you know, 2000 years ago, I'll use me as an example, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe my dad would be a merchant. So he would go, you know, to other countries to get, you know, things I forgot what the word is, you know, kind of like with the horse and carriage, right? And mm-hmm. they would bring back products and bring them to whatever town it was, right? And then there would be other people there that they could go buy them from the merchant. Or there would be other people to say, hey, let's make a deal. If I bring people to you to buy, I don't know, your pots, your materials, your silk, whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know, will you give me a percentage of how much, you know, you make from the people I bring to you? And that worked back then, right? People would go bring, and there would be an exchange. And then when those at the end of the week, you know, the merchant would say, okay, here's your, I don't know, you know, one coin of gold, or, you know, 20 coins of silver. And what was that? Affiliate marketing, right? It is actually one of the oldest, you know, type of methods of business. And as long as business has existed, affiliate marketing has always existed. So again, you know, it's like for anyone that's like, well, is this legitimate? It's like, really, you're just tapping into something that's humanity has been doing for thousands of years.
Yeah.
Except today, we're doing it on the internet. We're able to reach a lot more people. Right, you're able to have, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers on your Instagram account and make thousands of sales, right? So yeah, so anyway, so I just thought I'd bring that up, because a lot of people, you know, don't understand how legitimate that is.
Exactly. It's like, it's an old business strategy. Like every single business, and the business that is not using, they're losing money, because like they can give the opportunity for their customers to recommend whatever they buy and make a commission. Like they are losing money.
And what you said there, the best, how could I put this actually? The best person to make a sale in recommending a product is your existing customers.
Exactly.
Because you can go and run advertising, paid advertising or free advertising, and it takes more effort to convert people that don't know you until they buy. It can absolutely work, because I know you've done that yourself. But if your customers that you already have that love your products, they go out and make a recommendation to their friends are going to buy, right? Just like what we do with movies. It's like, you love a movie. Hey, you should go watch that movie. Oh, really? And then your friends are going to go watch it just because, you know, as a friend, you made a recommendation. Which, talking about recommendations. Okay, so we've talked about picking your platform. You've got Instagram, picking a brand. You know, you've got your name, Mila Markson. Picking a niche, which is the Make Money Online niche. But then there's one more step, right? Which is the recommendation, which is the content, right? So could you share us, well, number one, what does content mean to you? And how does content play a part in your business?
What content means to me? That's a hard one. I think it's a, I don't know, it's a way to advertise, it's a way to connect with your audience, it's a way to spread the word. And right now, as I use 100% organic traffic, it's everything. Like, without content, I don't have a business. Yeah, you know, so it's a big piece of my business right now. And yeah, I try to create content every day. I try to create content every day, sometimes like these 5 seconds videos or something like pretty quickly. Not much on the weekends, but yeah, it's a big piece of my business for sure.
Yeah,
awesome. It's everything, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I'd say it's like the fuel or the gas in the car, right? If you could have the car, you could have, you know, we could have the platform, the brand, the niche, that's the car. But if you don't have the gas in the car is not going to go, right?
That's a great way to put it. Yeah. That's a great way to put it.
And I know you're big with video as well. So, you know, Instagram reels, TikToks, that sort of thing. And a lot of people have a fear, you know, like of video, like, oh, like I gotta put my face out there and all of that. You know, what would you say to someone that has that fear, and how could they start doing video in a safe, easy way in the beginning?
So I am the perfect example for this, because as I told you, I'm a shy person. I was always terrified with what people would think about me. I was always like someone to try to please everyone. And in my case, and that's what I recommend to every single one who wants to start, is create everything separate from your personal account. Everything separate, because that way you don't have your family, friends, anyone that you know in real life watching you. So I think when you are like only you and yourself, I think it's easier for you to be more comfortable, even though at the beginning, I'm not gonna lie, it's not gonna be comfortable. It's not gonna be natural. That's something 100% normal. If I get my videos, I still think my videos are terrible, but when I see my videos at the beginning and my videos now, it has a huge difference because I do this every day. So the more I do, the better I become, you know, more natural this becomes to me. And yeah, some things like you just can't curve around, like some things like you just can't get around with it. You know, if you really want to do this, put yourself out there, you know, like, and if you're like, okay, I know that is all the forms that you don't have to show your face. That's like 100% methods that you can do that. But like the easiest and simplest way, it's building your brand and putting yourself out there. So that's like one thing that I actually mentioned on the hot seat that I was on Legendary last week. It's like, it all depends like how badly you want this, like how much you really want to do this, like how much you really want to be financially free, how much you really want to quit your job, how much you really want to have this time freedom, you know? Because in my case, I wanted this so bad, I didn't have option. I had to put myself there, like I, you know, it's this, or I'm gonna go back to be a nanny, to take off kids. You know, it's this, or I'm gonna go back to my old life. So what is gonna be? You know,
that's so powerful, and I totally agree with you. It's like I learned that early on. I'm not sure if you read the book Think and Grow Rich. One of the
I'm listening
principles.
To.
You're listening
Sorry.
To it.
Oh, I'm listening. I love that video. Oh, that's it, yeah. That book. I love
the book. Yeah, well, I've loved it. Read it early on, read it multiple times now. Every time I read it, get something new. Mm-hmm. But one of the principles on there is having a burning desire, which is what you've discussed. And
exactly.
It's like a lot of people, when they want to start their online business, you know, they got a little bit of pain. Oh, I hate my boss. I'm a bit in a debt. You know, let me start a business. Let me invest some money. But then when a few challenges happen, which we've already spoken about, you know, maybe one, two, maybe three, is like, oh, okay, this is getting too hard. And then they stop doing it and go back to their job. But like what you said, and like in Think and Grow Rich, which by the way, if anyone that's watching and listening hasn't got that book or read it, definitely go get it. It's a powerful book.
Definitely. Yeah.
And as mentioned on there, one of the biggest principles for success is a burning desire. Now, I love words, like the play of words. This is something that I'm a geek in. Like, I love researching and understanding the meaning of words and how words are put together, especially when it comes to success. So breaking down the word burning desire, right? It's not, you know, it'd be nice to have, you know, freedom, you know, success, you know, better finances, right? It's a desire, right? It comes from your heart, something that you really want. But then it's not just desire, it's burning. What's burning? That burning is fire, right? Mm-hmm. Fire is something that if you burn yourself on the stove, right, that's going to hurt. It's a powerful element. So yeah. It's not just something that you want. It's something that's true, like a fire burning inside you for something that you ultimately want. And then when we break that down further, like you said, it's like, do you really know what you want on the other side of success? You know, once you've made your first $100,000 or multiple hundred, do you really know what it is that you want and what it'll feel like? Because if you truly knew that and you had that burning desire for it, it wouldn't matter everything in the past and the pain and everything you've experienced. You're going to be fully focused on creating that no matter what.
Exactly.
And an example I love to use is, and I know we've had a conversation, you don't have kids, Mila, but you've been a nanny. Okay, so being a nanny, loving kids, I'm sure you would understand this, right? I've got two kids, 9-year-old, 6-year-old. But if my child fell sick, whatever it was, a real big sickness, whether it was, you know, cancer or anything like that, right? Am I going to go, oh, she'll be okay. You know, hopefully she'll be okay. Oh, let me just call the doctor, you know, and just to see what he thinks. Okay, you know, doctor says it's going to be okay. Like, is that going to help solve anything with your children? It's not. But a parent wouldn't do that. If a child really got sick, they're going to do whatever it takes. They're going to spend all the money they can. They're going to ask all their family for money, right? They're going to put a GoFundMe page. They're going to do no matter what it takes because your child matters. It's someone you love. And there's a burning desire to, you know, help someone that you love. Now, if we apply that to business, right? But then people are like, oh, I had three challenges. Oh, this isn't for me, right? But would you treat your child the same if they got sick and just kind of give up on their sickness and just let them continue to get sick? Absolutely not. And you know, from what you've said, burning desire, ultimately that's the biggest key to creating success. If you don't have that burning, what would you say to someone who doesn't have that burning desire yet?
find that burning desire or go back to, you know, or accept the life you want, or like try to find what you actually passionate about it. Or yeah,
exactly, get it or accept the life you have.
Yeah,
accept the pain, accept the struggle, accept it or find it. So no, that's powerful. And then coming back to content, I love this. We keep going on tangents of like mindset and stuff, which
yeah.
I think it's great because it is a big part of it. It plays into everything. But yeah, with content, it's just like, you know, get out of your comfort zone and do it. There's simple ways to do it. You mentioned 5-second videos.
Yeah.
Right. And I've seen you do them a lot where you don't even have to talk necessarily. Yeah. Right?
You just record yourself doing something on your daily life, you know, put some text on the screen. Boom, you have a content. And it's you mentioned about this book, Think and Grow Rich, which I totally love that book. I'm listening every single day doing my cardio. And he also talks about this thing about roaring what other will think about you, you know, this kind of thing.
He does. Absolutely.
He also mentioned this on the book, so it's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. No, totally. Let's continue here. So anyone that's, you know, been watching, listening, we've spoken a lot of points here. We've spoken about picking your platform, picking your brand, picking your niche and creating content, because ultimately when you do that, that's going to create, you know, the success for you that, you know, potentially Mila has. Of course, that's not a guarantee, because there's a lot of work ethic that has to go and there's lots of variables as well. But there's one thing missing, the last thing, and that is consistency. And I know you are not just the Instagram queen, you are the queen of consistency, Mila. So tell us, like, you know, how does consistency apply to you? And also, how does like a daily routine for consistency also look like?
Yeah. So that's like what I always like saying, like, if you don't have the consistency, I always never know how to say this word very well, but if you don't have the consistency, nothing this will matter, you know, nothing this will matter, because it doesn't matter. You can post like one video here, two videos there, but if you don't have the consistency to do every single day one thing, like always putting some, you know, it's kind of like a construction. You have to put a wall and, you know, like the some brick, you know, and keep like building things. So if you don't have the consistency, like it won't matter, it won't work. That's the most important things. And like it might be cliche, it might be like sucks to hear about it, but it is like it's so important. And that's like for me, I develop like some, like I'm terrible managing my time, my schedule, everything. So, but I always do, I create like a routine to put like at some times. So around 8:15, I know is the time that I have to post on my social medias in the morning. And then when it's like 5:20, 5:15 is also the time that I start posting on my social media account. So I post like 2 times on Instagram, 2 times on Facebook, 3 times, give or take, on TikTok. I think like putting the times, for me, it helps like creating this habit. And taking like every day, taking some time to do some task that's important. Like, for example, something that I love learning about this business. So I try to take one time, like to take like a space to always like update myself, learn something new, and then create the content, do the research, this and that. And yeah.
That's amazing. I love the analogy you said about building bricks, like in a house when it comes to consistency. I'd love to take that a little bit further, because that's so people actually have a clear picture of how this works. It's like if you were going to build a house, right? Let's say, I don't know, 3-story house. Let's think big because we want big success. Mm-hmm. But then you're like, okay, I'm going to put 1 brick today. And the next week, all right, I might put 2 bricks. And then the next week, I'm going to go big this week. I'm going to put 10 bricks. And then the next week, I'm going to take the week off, right? Like how long, like you're eventually going to go, oh, this is taking too long, right? And you don't even have the first floor, right? That's not consistency. But when you're saying, you know, even if you just put 1 brick a day, right? Your house, if you're consistent, will eventually, you're not going to be burnt out. You know it's going to take you longer, but you know, you are going to build your house quicker. But then even better, I think you said you were posting 3 times a day on across your platforms. Mm-hmm. That's building 3 bricks a day, right? If you put 3 bricks a day, right, in 14 months, you've got your house built, right? And you've got a big house now that you've built because you've been consistent with that. So, you know, I think that's where a lot of people fall down in the beginning, because, you know, they put 3 bricks, maybe 10 bricks, and then they stop, right? Because they don't have that house yet.
Exactly. And when you get some people that like, they put the 3 bricks, they post like 3 times, and then come to you, I didn't make anything. And it's like, are you kidding me? You post 3 and you start like giving up because you didn't make anything with 3 posts. It's just like, yeah.
Exactly. It's like going to a job. You go to a job 3 days, a new job, and then you stop and your boss calls you up and goes, why didn't you come in? Oh, because I haven't got paid yet. Oh, but we pay you at the end of the week. Oh, but it's been 3 days. Like it doesn't, it's like some people are just not rational, right? It's like, you got to keep going.
Yeah. And that's why I tell people to look at this as your job, you know, because like you don't have an option to just not go to work. You have to go no matter what. So treat this, even if it's like 1 hour a day that you have to put on this business, but put, you know, like every day, 1 hour every day, 1 hour every day. Treat this like as a job, as a business. It's your thing. So
absolutely. I think that's a huge key. And then that comes with scheduling, right? You see, you go to a job that's scheduled 8 to 5, 9 to 5, whatever. It's like schedule your tasks. Right. Mm-hmm. That's been a big thing for me. It's like schedule. When I didn't schedule, you're all over the place. But when you schedule, you know what you need to do and you just get it done. And then the last thing I love what you said is you've created huge success. I mean, like not many people create success that fast, but you're still learning. I think that's amazing because, you know, you could say, oh, you know, I've finished learning. Like I'm making a lot of money now, but continuing to learn is a big part of just life forever. And especially in business. And in fact, the way that's played out in my life, it's interesting because I mentioned I've been in the industry coming up to 12 years. And I think it was last year I started doing short form video, TikToks, Instagrams. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to do that for a couple of years. And then I decided, no, I got to do it. This is where everything's going. And I realized like I had some struggles with short form video because I had to unlearn a lot from the last 10 years in order to make this work as well in terms of you know, short videos. And before that, I was, oh, you know, I know how to do it this way. I know how to do it that way. But then I realized, well, now in hindsight, if I never continue to learn and try to even unlearn, because that's important, and it might happen to you one day, right? Mm-hmm. One day, short form video might not be a thing. Something else is going to be a thing. And you have to learn and unlearn things so that you can continue growing your business. And I see a lot of people stop building the business because of that as well. So always continuing to learn is a big part. You don't just buy one course and you finish one module and you think that's it. Nope. Yeah. You do all of it and continue to learn for the rest of your life.
Yeah, exactly. Because like, especially in this business, everything moves so fast. It changed so fast. Like you mentioned you were 12 years in this business. The way that you marketed in the beginning is totally different from how people market nowadays. So like if you just stopped, like whoever stopped, started with you and didn't update themselves, they got behind, you know?
Absolutely right. So important, so important.
Yeah.
Cool, let's move on. I know we're coming towards the end here. So I've just got a couple more questions for you, Mila, just so we can add more value to people. Mm-hmm. So this is a two-part question. First for beginners, then for people that are a bit more advanced. Mm-hmm. So firstly, what advice would you give to someone, you know, who's just getting started with their, you know, digital marketing or affiliate marketing business, but they haven't had a breakthrough yet in their business? What would you, you know, what advice would you give them?
First, I think analyze what are you promoting, how you're promoting, who are you promoting to, you know, because some people, I was just watching someone on doing lives, actually, Kelly Roberts, she's also an affiliate, a co-worker from us.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I love her. And she was also saying, like, when you're trying to promote, like, trying to reach everyone, you end up reaching no one. So, like, pick one person, like, pick a persona, you know, give this persona a name, you know, and, like, talk to her. Put your marketing directing to this persona, you know, who is this person? So I think it start analyzing all these things on your business, because sometimes it might be the product you're promoting. Sometimes you are being too broad. Sometimes like I don't know. It can be so many things, but definitely I would look into these things that I mentioned and pick one persona, one of the biggest affiliates that we know. They always like talk to one person, like, which is in the case, like moms, you know, say all the content they are directing to moms. So like their audience, they feel heard and it's easier to reach into the algorithm, know who to send the content to. So it's important to do that.
That's amazing. Yes, totally agree. So which is kind of what we already discussed when we were talking strategy, right? You know, we talked about pick your platform, pick your brand, pick your niche. Like, you know, like guys, go back and listen to those parts because we discussed a lot about it there. But, you know, like ultimately, you know, education, that's what I feel you're saying. It's not just about picking it, because sometimes people are like, well, what do I choose? Right? Okay, she's telling me to choose this. We're not able to break that all down right now. And it's important to look into education that can step by step help you figure that out. And I know, Mila, you have education that you recommend. I have education. Like, there's lots of education out there. So find something, you know, if you know, you're a fan of Mila's, you know, reach out to Mila. She can help you. But once you get that education, people, you're going to get clear on that, right? It's kind of like going to university. If you go to university to be a doctor, you're going to get the education to know what to do, right? If you want to learn how to make money online, get education and learn how to make money online and how to pick your niches and all of that. You're not going to necessarily figure it out by being stuck in your head trying to think about it, because if you had that knowledge, you would already be successful, right? So you got to get that knowledge to figure that out. Right?
Yeah.
So that would be for a beginner. And then on the other side of the coin, so let's say someone that's already having some success, but they want to take their business to the next level. So let's say they want to get to multiple six figures now, right? What would be your advice for them?
Scaling to other platforms, you know, like not being on Instagram only. Start having a Facebook page, YouTube, other ways to have traffic. That's what definitely I recommend. Because if you have, like, for example, one TikTok account that brings you 5,000 a month, and if you have a second account that brings you another 5,000 a month, you already have two things that, like, makes you 10,000 a month, you know? So it's all about traffic.
So that's like a little shortcut there that I think a lot of people don't think about, because, you know, even for myself, that's something I haven't done, something I'm planning to do. And, you know, you kind of have to work through these feelings of, oh, I have this one account, but that's my account. And you don't want to, I don't know, it's this thing that you don't want to have to create this other account because you've worked so hard to create this one. But then that's kind of like an ego thing. It's just like, you know, you're not going to step out aside of that. But like you're saying, is your shortcut, just create a second account. And it's simple, because you got the content, just start resharing it, and you're adding that, you know, 2xing, you know, adding a 200% to your income, because, you know, you just did something, you know, to duplicate that. Yeah.
It's interesting because I see a lot of people on this business that, like, they start and they, like, had a make some money. Then, like, the account started dropping the views, which is totally normal. It happened for everyone. And then, like, they got stuck, don't know what to do, you know? And that's, like, sometimes the account will just, like, die and doesn't perform. Like, I have one TikTok account right now that it's been almost 1 month that all my videos, they don't go to the For You page. I think I'm shadow banned. I don't know. I'm doing a lot of tests. To see right now if it's getting performed better or not. If it doesn't, I'm just going to move on and create another one. I'm not going to be attached to the account because, you know, unfortunately, they're not delivering my content, and that is nothing I can do. The algorithm is crazy. So it's...
That's a very important tip, especially if, like I say, if you want to get to multiple six figures, you got to have that backup, right? Because if something happens and you don't get any more views and you just have one account, well, now you have to start like a beginner again from zero. But that's what I'm seeing you have. You've got your multiple accounts. If something happens, well, we'll just continue with this one until maybe this one fixes, right? But it doesn't stop your income. And in fact, it allows you to grow your income as well. So amazing.
Yeah.
So final question. In hindsight, okay, so if you think about when you first got started in affiliate marketing, what do you wish you knew back then when you first started out? So something that, and I know, like, it's a tricky question because I know you've had a lot of success, but what's still something that you would like to have known to make more money even faster with digital marketing?
Something that I actually mentioned in one of the lives that I was on last week, and it was something that I don't need to recreate the reel. You know, I don't have to recreate everything from scratch. I don't need to reinvent the reel. That's something I wish I knew back then, and that was my breakpoint, my breakthrough. It was when I realized that I actually don't need to reinvent the reel.
So, okay, that's powerful, powerful. And let me share a little bit about that, because a lot of people, when they start new, they think, oh, I got to be original, right? Oh, I got to, I don't have the value. I don't know what to talk about. And I actually had that when I started doing reels last year. I was like, oh, I want to be original, right? I want to be different to everyone else and all of this. And I didn't get as many views in anything I did because you don't know if it works or not. But then I think what you're saying is, you know, there's a lot of things already going viral, already getting a lot of views. It's proven, right? It's proven that that stuff works. So why not take that, make it your own, make it somewhat original, but still keeping the same essence to that. And then you're going to have much more chances of you know, getting a lot more reach with your videos. Is that how it's played out with what you do?
Yeah. Like doing your own tweets, of course, like not copying or anything like that. I don't think it's like professional or like ethic, but like get the idea, change the words, change something, put your story, put your personality, you know, things like that. And definitely, and when you think about this thing that you can twist to get something that's working already, and then you're gonna get and twist and use it with your own personality, it changes everything, your mind and everything. You know, for example, I see, like, I love makeup, and like a lot of times I see one brand like killing it with one product, and then soon enough I see another brand launching something so similar to that, and so, oh, they're not like reinventing the wheel, they're like getting, you know, seeing what the success formula for the other brand, and they are remaking to their own, you know what I mean? So that's
absolutely. And so one thing I learned a long time ago is if you're going to launch a product and there is like no competition at all, that's the wrong business to launch, because that means people are not buying it. But if you launch a product and there's lots of competition, whether it's, you know, a weight loss product or even in the make money, you know, niche product, right? If you're going to launch something and there's lots of competition, you are going to be a lot more successful because there's already buyers and you're modeling something that works.
Yeah.
Right? It's the same thing with content. And I'd even say, like, even look for content in other niches that you can take and apply it to your niche. Because if it's working in another niche and you can, you know, model it and change it to your niche, you're going to have something a bit more original, still, you know, modeling something that works. And you're going to have a lot more views as well in your niche because no one else has seen it there.
Exactly.
So yes,
that's my favorite way to actually search for content and ideas, is looking for what's working on other niches.
Yeah.
And twisting on niche.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, look, if anyone's watching this new, like, that's always my recommendation as well. Like, if you get started with building a business, don't be original. Like, just start modeling what other people are doing. In fact, I've seen lots of people, and I know you've, you know, worked with people as well, that the first few months, they don't do anything original. They just model and duplicate in their own unique way. And they get to $100,000 a month within a few short months, right? 3 months, 6 months, even 9 months, which is still a good result. Right? Mm-hmm. And then once you get to that point, then you can start playing, have been a little bit more original, because you know how to create content that works. So that's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Mila. So give us one final takeaway, okay, for creating success with the digital marketing. So what's one more thing, one final thing that you could say to someone for creating success?
Never stop learning. Never stop learning. Have fun on the process. You know, find something like a way to create content or something that you're going to have fun. And don't try to be salesy. Connect with your audience. Show your real person, you know, like show your personality. Show, you know, I don't know. That's like something that I put a lot on my content, on my accounts. It's like showing things about my life and things like that that will create a connection and not only be salesy. And that's something I think it's very important.
Powerful, powerful. And Mila, what's the best way people can connect with you?
On Instagram, Mila Maxson Official. Yes.
Okay. So yeah, that's Mila. So Instagram.com/ Mila Maxson Official. So definitely go follow her. If you have any questions, reach out to her or if you'd like her help. But thanks for sharing that, Mila. And that wraps up this episode. All right. So thank you so much, Mila, for, you know, jumping on here. It was so much fun, you know, just hearing more of your story and you know, how you've built your successful business. And I know a lot of people are going to get so much value from this as well. So appreciate that so much. So everyone, you've been hanging out with Mila Markson and myself, Alex Ford. Again, thank you, Mila. I wish you plenty more success. And I can't wait to hear when you hit that, you know, that 7-figure marketing commissions. I believe you're going to do it. And, you know, I hope to hear from you again soon.
Thank you so much, Alex. I really appreciate being here. It was fun. And I'm so glad I got to share a little bit more of my experience, my story. And it's great to connect with you, someone that I've been watching the success and being here. I feel very honored. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mila. I appreciate that as well. All right. Goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Alex Ford Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to visit alexfordpodcast.com for more free resources on how to build a 6- or 7-figure online business and turn your digital marketing dream into a profitable and rewarding full-time career. And if you love this podcast, remember to subscribe and follow Alex on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram.